Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The reading coming from the Word of God. This is the call, the promises, and God's answer. Genesis 44:20, we, the Gentiles, said to my Lord, to the unknown God, that is, to Tommy Hart, hear us, O Lord, we are thine, come thou and reign over us. Be thou on the earth, show thyself a man. Who art thou? Genesis 44:21, and thou said to thy servants, I am the Lord thy God. Genesis 44:22, and we said to my Lord, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? Genesis 44:23, and thou said to thy servants, Tommy L. Hart is my name. Genesis 44:20, and we said to my Lord, where dwellest thou? Genesis 44:21, and thou said to thy servants, come and see. Genesis 44:22, and we said to my Lord, of what people art thou? Genesis 44:23, and thou said to thy servants, I am blank. Genesis 44:20, and we said to my Lord, come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our ruler. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, alias white people, will serve thee. Come thou and reign over us. Do what seemeth good to thee. Ye shall be blameless. provide honest things in the sight of all men. Seek and search out all things. Set in order the things that are wanted. Set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Thou shalt do signs. Show us, the Gentiles, our way that we should go. Deliver us from evil. From the prophet, the Christian minister, Bible teacher, to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Silence the ignorance of foolish men. Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. Thou shalt be secure. Haste thee and come. Come thou and reign over us. Genesis 44:21, Genesis 46:2, Acts 20:35, 1 Timothy 2:3, Ezekiel 20:33. And thou said to thy servants, here am I. I have showed you all things. The things constituting the call and the promises is good and acceptable in the sight of God. I will rule over you. Genesis 44:22, Judges 13:17, Song of Solomon 1:15, Joshua 9:25, Isaiah 64:9, Genesis 50:18, Psalm 119:91, Judges 13:12, Song of Solomon 1:4. And we said to my Lord, thy words are come to pass or exist. Thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art fair, just, and honest. And now we are in thine hand. As it seemeth good and right to thee to do to us, do. We are all thy people. Behold, we be thy servants. All are thy servants. Now let thy words come to pass. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. That was a reading from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Question. Who does the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, empower? Answer. The AVB empowers the Lord God. Well, who is the Lord God? Answer. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God. Conclusion. The AVB empowers the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Comment. That is an important fact or truth, because there are many who tell you that their authority comes from the Bible. The AVB empowers God to examine, analyze, interpret, and point out the truth of the scriptures to the people. He is authorized to make law. And the AVB empowers him, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, to have rule over all the people. The AVB commands the people to hear, receive, and obey the word of God. It is the people's duty to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Question. Who does the AVB not empower? Answer. The AVB does not empower the papacy. It does not empower the priesthood. It does not empower any Christian minister. But rather, it condemns them all. Comment. Now that is a very important fact. The same ones I just mentioned will tell you that the Bible empowers them. They will tell you their authority is derived from the Bible. The AVB tells us that they, the Christian ministers, are all deceitful, lying hypocrites, and that you should get away and stay away from them. So the AVB empowers the Lord Tommy L. Hart, and it condemns all the Christian ministers. I say to you, the people, act in accordance. White lie. What is a white lie. Webster tells me that a white lie is harmless. A lie not intended to harm, but told in order to avoid distress or embarrassment. Synonyms. These words are synonyms. Untruth, white lie, story, lie, tall tale, whopper, falsification, fabrication. The word whopper sticks out with me. Whopper. What is a whopper? Well, the same Webster's dictionary tells me that a whopper is something exceptionally big or remarkable. Two, it tells me that a whopper is a gross untruth. Whopper, something exceptionally big, a gross untruth. Gentiles tell whoppers. They tell lies. They tell exceptionally big lies. The Gentiles tell gross untruths. Let's see. What is a whopper coming from the Gentiles? This is a whopper coming from the Gentiles. Jesus died for you, the one listening to me. They say Jesus died for your sins. That is a whopper of a lie. That passes, what? White lie. That's a white lie, yeah. That's a white lie. That Jesus died for your sins. Another white lie or whopper. Well, let's see. That the priesthood is God's gift to men. That is a whopper. That is a gross untruth. That is an exceptionally big lie. I've been reading things to you, the people, since being on this program, and you have learned from me using the Bible to show you that the Bible shows the Gentiles calling God to come and reign over them, to come and have rule over them. I've read that. I just read it this morning at the beginning of this program. The call. The Gentiles sent out a call for God. God answered the call. God has answered the Gentiles' call. That was clear in the reading coming from the Word of God, which I read at the beginning of this program. The Gentiles called, God answered the call. The Gentiles said to God, "Thou shalt do signs. I have done signs. I have showed you all things." All things, as I've said before, say to the people, to the world, the Lord God is present among you. All things define God. Well, I'm not going through all things on this program. All things are in Lawmaster's archives. Archive. Study Lawmaster's archive. Keyword, all things. Key title words, all things. right? So, the Gentiles call. God has answered the call. It is evident in my teaching. Now, the word went out, as I read the word of God at the beginning. The Gentiles sent their word out to the unknown God. Okay. Now, so the Bible shows God before he reveals himself, before I have revealed myself. The Bible shows God to be unknown. Now, if God is unknown, how can the Gentiles say that the priesthood is a gift from God? That can't be. The Gentiles have given the people a false conception of God. Big lies. Big lies. Just all you have to do is hear what they teach in religion. And many of you have already heard things that they teach in religion. You know, black people got Christianity from the Gentiles. Black people didn't come up with all these big lies. Although black people are deceived by the lies that the Gentiles have told them. So, what's my point in that? It's just that. That before I revealed myself, before I, the Lord God, revealed myself, there was no knowledge from God. So what is all this talk that the Gentiles have been doing for hundreds of years about God? It's lies. It's lies. Right? The Gentiles tell white lies. What are white lies? White lies are exceptionally big lies. They are gross untruths. They tell you Jesus is not only died for your sins, but they tell you Jesus is coming back. Big lie. Big lie. White lie. Exceptionally big lie. And they have deceived millions and millions of people. Who is the they? The Gentiles have deceived many non-Gentile people with their exceptionally big lies, big Christian lies, big religious lies. All right. And you should understand that, and you should want everybody else around you to know that. Because, as I said, the Gentiles have deceived people. And black people can come out of deception through, by means of, the word of the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. Because I point out the truth. I also point out the lie. And make it clear. Okay, now, statements of concern. Let me read this, Psalm 53:1. I'm turning to it. Psalm 53:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Here's what the Bible says about them, the fool. Corrupt are they. Listen to this. And they have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is going back. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now, keep in mind the study that we've undertaken for some weeks now, what I'm talking about the the sins of the children of Israel, the Israelites. Corruption of the Israelites with respect to the sacred things, things concerning their God. Talking about the Bible story, this story that's in the Bible, right? Corrupt are they? There is none that doeth good. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. The Bible asks the question, have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? There's another question coming from the book of Psalms. And that question comes from Psalm 94:16. It says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who will rise up against the workers of iniquity? Micah 3:4. Micah 3:4 says this, they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. And this can be said of the people. Now, in real life, they have behaved themselves ill in their doings. And we're going to look at some of these ill doings coming from the people. Then we have 2 Chronicles 36. Second Chronicles 36:14-16. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen and polluted the house of the Lord which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. Speaking about the people of Israel, the Israelites, okay, having transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen, the Gentiles. Okay, verse 15. And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. This is talking about the story that is in the Bible. But they mocked the messengers of God in the story that is in the Bible and despised his words in the story that is in the Bible. And misused his prophets. Keep that in mind. Keep all these things in mind. They mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and misused his prophets. Listen, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people. And it goes on to say, till there was no remedy. I'm going to deal with the misuse of the prophets. How did the Israelites misuse the prophets? I say to you, they misused the prophets in misusing the words of the prophets. The written word, the sacred thing concerning the Lord their God. They misuse scripture. What scripture? things coming from are found in the Old Testament. Okay. Now, this is what the so-called New Testament deals with. It deals with the wrath of God coming down against the workers of iniquity. Right? And this is becoming clearer, even more clearer. Now, I will point out evidence of abuses and misuses of sacred things as done by the children of Israel. The first one I have pointed out a few weeks ago. But before I get to the first one, Hosea 10:2. Hosea 10:2 says this: Now shall they be found faulty. Now shall they be found faulty. Now shall the Israelites be found faulty. And I want you to just think about that. I don't want to give you too much to think about, too many different things, points. Just stay with me. Concentrate on the things I'm pointing out. Pay attention. Take heed that you be not deceived, the scripture says. That's a command to you, the people. Take heed to the things that I'm pointing out to you, that you be not deceived. So, now the Israelites shall be found faulty. But it gets narrower than that. Now, certain individuals are found faulty. Now, let's look at these abuses and misuses of sacred things as performed by the Israelites. The first one. Matthew 1, verses 22 and 23. Matthew 1, verse 23 is a misuse and an abuse of Isaiah 7:14. Now, I've dealt with that a few weeks ago and pointed that out. And you can make note of these things, so that afterward you can look these things up for yourself. Matthew 1. Let me read that. Verses 22 and 23 of Matthew 1. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. I pointed out before three inconsistencies in this statement in Matthew. Three things inconsistent with the original statement found in Isaiah 7:14. So, Matthew 1, verse 23, is an abuse and misuse of the prophet Isaiah. How? And that Matthew 1:23 is a misuse and abuse of Isaiah 7:14. 14. The rest will be like this. The statement coming from the New Testament, in this case, Matthew or Luke, will be the misuse and the abuse of a scripture that is in the Old Testament. The second one, Matthew chapter 2b, is an abuse and misuse of Numbers 24:17 and Isaiah 60, verse 3. Let me read Matthew 2b. 2b of Matthew says this: "We have seen his star in the east." Okay? Let's see that which they have misused and abused. Numbers 24:17. Numbers 24:17 says this: "I shall see him, but not now." This is Numbers 24:17. "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab and destroy all the children of Sheth." That's the original statement. Matthew 2, Matthew 2b says, "We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Now, where do I get these references? I get them from the Bible, from the center column in my Bible, to explain to you what's going on here. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, and this is the case in all of these, you have little letters. I have little letters, like a small a or a small b, beside the beginning of a case in point, okay, where a scripture by the Israelites has been, where they have taken a scripture, misapplied it, misused it, and abused that which is found in the Old Testament. So you have the statement in the New Testament, Matthew here, which is misrepresentative of that which is in the Old Testament. Let me go on. Matthew 2, verses 5 and 6. It is a misstatement, it is an abuse, it is a misuse of Micah 5, verse 2. Matthew 2:11-H is a misapplication, and the misapplication is an abuse and a misuse of Psalm 72. That's why the center column is here in this Bible of mine, pointing out misuses and abuses, pointing out misapplications, pointing out misunderstandings of things said in the Old Testament, and misapplication of things said and done in the Old Testament. Matthew chapter 2:11H is a misapplication of Psalms 72:10. I said that, okay? Next, Matthew 2:15J is a misapplication of Hosea 11:1. So it's the Bible that's pointing out these misuses, misapplications, misrepresentations, abuses. The Bible is pointing them out. It's like the children of Israel had revised the sacred matter of the Old Testament. You get it? Like they had made changes. To where it's just all out of line, it's just all messed up. Misuses and abuses of the word of things considered sacred, of misuses and abuses of scripture. So Matthew 2:15J, misapplication and abuse, a misuse of Hosea 11:1. Matthew 2:23 is a misapplication and abuse, a misuse of Judges 13:5 and 1 Samuel 1:11. These things are pointed out, as I said, by the Bible. Now think about what people do now in real life. This is in real time now. The average person does not pay attention to that which is written in the Bible. Let me say that again. The average person who goes to church, the average black minister, the average black person who goes to church, who reads the Bible, does not pay attention to that which he reads in the Bible. Explain. Okay. If you did, you would realize that the Bible does not teach. Well, first of all, you would realize these misapplications and misrepresentations as having been done by the children of Israel. You would have realized that, number one. The same things I'm pointing out, you would have already realized for yourself, or your minister would have pointed these things out, that these things are not right, that are done in the New Testament. If you were paying attention to what the Bible says, you would see that Jesus did not die for your sins. Because the Bible teaches that every man shall be put to death for his own sins. The Bible teaches that each person is responsible, you know, for the things he does. Each one that is of age. Age of accountability. Each one having reached the age of accountability is responsible for his own actions. Okay? You would have realized that. If you were paying attention. I hope you are paying attention to me so that if you had not realized it before, you see these things now. If you had been paying attention to what's in the Bible, you would have found out that the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, is a logbook. And it is not a religious book at all. If you were paying attention, I hope you are paying attention to me and now learning that the Bible is indeed, in fact, a law book and that it is not a religious book at all. Bible, if you would have been paying attention, you would have realized that the AVB condemns Christianity. It condemns the Christian minister from the top on down in the world of religion and Christianity. The AVB condemns it all. You would have realized that if you were paying attention. I hope you are paying attention now to me as I point these things out. Because in the story here, the Israelites had gotten to the point where they were no longer paying attention to the original. What the Bible said in Psalm 53, what I read, there's none that doeth good. No, not one. They have all gone out of the way. I say to black people today, you are out of the way. What is the way? I have pointed that out. The way is the way that I teach. What do I teach? I teach the law that is in the Bible. I teach the law having to do with God and the people. I teach the law. The Bible is a law book. So if one is teaching Bible and he's not teaching law, then he's not teaching the Bible. He's teaching something else. It may be his religious rhetoric and whatever, religious doctrine and all, but he's not teaching Bible, although he may front with the Bible and read Bible passages. Understand me, listen to me, and pay attention that you be not deceived. So, you would have realized that the Bible is a law book. You would have realized that Jesus did not die for your sins. You would have realized, in fact, that there is no Jesus to come back for you. If you were paying attention to the Bible. And if you weren't doing that, then if you have now been paying attention to me, you would have realized that through me, there is no Jesus to come back for you. The Gentiles have told some big white lies. They've told white lies. They've told some big, exceptionally big lies. They've told whoppers. And black people in America have been free since, what, 1865? And here we are now, almost 150 years later in the United States, and blacks still have not realized that the Bible, that the Authorized Version Bible is a law book and not a religious book. Right at 150 years, almost 150 years. That's a long time. That's just blacks in America. I'm told by Webster that blacks were freed in the UK in 1833. So you have 1833 to the present, and you have 1865 to the present. You're talking about a lot of years, a lot of combined years. And black people haven't found out that which is most basic about the Bible. They call most of them the King James Version, which is the its proper name is Authorized Version, AVB, Authorized Version Bible. In all these many years, they had not realized that it is indeed a law book. They had not realized in all these many years that there is no Jesus to come back. So, back to the matter at hand. The Israelites are walking carelessly they are not concerned with that which is right. Again, the parallel. Black people today, in real life, real time, the average one is not concerned with what is right. The average one of you listening to me, you, are you concerned with what is right? Does that which is right move you? Does it motivate you? What is right? That which I teach is right. The law coming from the AVB is right. The truth coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is right. Right. Truth. What is truth? And I've pointed that out. I've spoken on that before. Are you concerned with truth? Are you concerned with the word that has come from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Because the people are commanded to get wisdom, get knowledge, get understanding from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. That's a commandment. It says the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, a person, a real person. It does not say out of the mouth of your minister, whoever he or she may be, comes knowledge and understanding. It does not say that. When will we become concerned with what is right? Are you paying attention? Are you listening to me? I'm not here clowning. I'm not here to make you laugh. That's not my job. My job is to point out truth to you. That's all. Point out truth. Point out the way. What did the Gentiles say to me in the reading of the Word of God at the beginning of this program? They said, show us our way that we should go. That's what I'm doing. Showing you the way that you should go, that you should walk in. Now, let's go on with this. Luke 1:15 and 17 is a misuse and abuse of Numbers 6, verse 3, Judges 13:4, Jeremiah 1:5, and Malachi 4:5. Luke 1:19 is a misuse and abuse of Daniel 8:16. A misrepresentation, a misunderstanding of it. Luke 1:20 is a misuse and abuse of Ezekiel 3:26. Luke 1:25. In Luke 1:25, there is a misuse. There's an abuse of Genesis 30, verse 23, and Isaiah 4:1. In Luke 1:28, there's an abuse and misuse of Daniel, that which is in Daniel 9, verse 23, and Judges 6, verse 12. In Luke 1, verse 31, there is an abuse and a misuse of Isaiah 7, 14. Luke 1, 32 and 33, there is an abuse and a misuse of 2 Samuel 7, 11 through 16, Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, and Jeremiah 23:5. In Luke 1:74, there's a display, a rejection of the commandment, Leviticus 19:14, thou shalt fear thy God, I am the Lord. In Luke 1:76, there's an abuse and a misuse of Isaiah 40, verse 3, and Malachi 3:1. And in Luke 1:79, there is an abuse and a misuse of Isaiah 9:2. That's quite a bit, people. That's quite a bit. That's a lot. And I just spoke with regard to Matthew 1 and 2, and Luke chapter 1. And you have all those abuses and misuses of the prophets, or abuses and misuses of the scriptures, that which is sacred. If the word is not right, how can you get a right understanding? You can't do it. In order to get a right understanding, there must be a right basis. So, what do these things show us, tell us? I think we got an answer from the reading of Psalm 53. I think we got an answer to that question. What do those things tell us? The abuses and misuses of the things that are sacred. It tells us something about the people. What was that I read in Psalm 53? They have done abominable iniquity. That's iniquitous. Those things that I read to you, the abuses and misuses, those are iniquities. Those are not innocent little things. Those are iniquities. What were the priests doing? What? I think we get an answer from 53, and let's just stick with that. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. God looked to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. They are workers of iniquity. Have the workers of iniquity any knowledge? I said that. Okay? Who eat up my people as they eat bread. They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear where no fear was, for God has scattered the bones of him that encamps against thee. Thou hast put them to shame because God has despised them. Hmm? You hear all the lying preachers and all just talking about God loves you, God is so concerned about you. All of that is nonsense. Nonsense. When you look at the Bible, it's totally different. Totally different. Are you receiving understanding? Okay. Let's listen here. Next online is this. As I turn my attention now to Mary, Joseph, we know according to Luke that Mary had a son whose name was called, who was called John, which she left, which Mary left in the care of Elizabeth and Zacharias. Proverbs 28:12 says, a man is hidden. Mary hid her son. Man, meaning human being, a person. This person, Mary, hid her son. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. She hid him with Zacharias and Elizabeth. We know according to the IR, remember what IR stands for, investigative report, that Mary had a child, which the IR one simply refers to as a young child. Yes, and this is after Mary return, after her return to Nazareth from visiting Elizabeth. We know, according to IR of 3, that Mary had a son who they call Jesus. Question: can a firstborn of the three be ascertained? Three being the young child, John, and Jesus. Answer: yes, relying on the method of first, second, and third mention, that is to say, from the order of their appearance in the report, we can ascertain who is older and who is younger. The older of the three would be the young child. This is what I said, since his information appears first. Then John would be the middle of the three, and Jesus, his birth information appearing lastly, would be the younger of the three. With that way of determining the order, the older to the youngest, we are not leaning on our own understanding, but on that which is shown in the IR. We rest in the trustworthiness of the report. In their order of appearance, the investigators tell us who is older and who is younger. Listen. We now understand Zechariah's and Elizabeth's role in the story. Mary gives her son to them. They name him. Elizabeth and Zechariah name the son, the child, John. But the child is Mary's child. Mary hid her son with Elizabeth and Zechariah. We now understand why Elizabeth went into hiding. We now understand this. Elizabeth went into hiding at some point during the second trimester of Mary's pregnancy. We now understand why Mary went to Zechariah's and Elizabeth's house at some point during the third trimester of Mary's pregnancy. She, Mary, went to Zechariah's and Elizabeth's house. We now understand that the young child spoken of in Matthew 2 is not the child Jesus. Neither is the young child John, who Mary gave up to Elizabeth and Zechariah. Question: what do we get from Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2? Answer: we get this, that the content of those four chapters is really about Mary. And that's important, because before I entered into this study at this level, I'm pretty sure I was thinking that that same content was mainly about Jesus. But that is not so. And I think it is evident in my teaching. Mary, in those chapters I just pointed out, is the principal character. Mary. Now, I have more. But to do it justice, to treat it fair, the content fair, I will stop at this time and take up from here the next time. But are you paying attention? Are you learning from me? Are you learning from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart? The Lord your God is Tommy L. Hart. Why? Because the Bible says so. Just like it says, Tommy L. Hart is God. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. The Bible says so. I've pointed that out. I've pointed those things out time and time again. All things define God. I fill the bill for God. We should understand and know that now. Join me next time.